Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design and vocal control lesson, and we're going straight into the sweet spot, building a re-space whose movement and aggression are literally driven by ragga vocal rhythms. The whole goal is call and response, not just vocal on top, bass underneath. I want the bass to answer the MC, to mock the MC, to get yanked around by syllables like the vocal is a rhythmic controller. Classic ragga DNB attitude, but with modern mix discipline so it still hits in mono. Still hits quiet, and still translates in a club. Settle in at 174 BPM. That's the lane. Drums tight. No extra swing yet. If you do add swing later, keep it subtle. Think 10 to 20% on an MPC style 16th swing, and only if your loop feels robotic. Before we touch the bass, set up 3 return tracks to make the whole session behave like a DNB mix from the jump. Return A is your short verb. Keep it short. 6/10 to 1 second decay and high pass at around 250 to 400 Hz. It should add size, not mod. Return beat is dub delay. Use echo, set it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, low feedback, like 15 to 30%. Turn the filter on so the delays are band limited. This is for throws, not for washing the whole vocal. Return C is your smash return. Saturator into a compressor for parallel grime. The point of this return is, you can make things rude without permanently destroying your main signal. Now let's prep the ragga vocal, because the vocal is going to become the control signal. Pick a phrase with clear syllabic peaks, rewind, select a, come again, any shout or toast that really punches. The cleaner the rhythm in the vocal, the cleaner the bass will speak. Drop it into an audio track named Vocal Main. Warp it. Complex Pro is a good starting choice. Keep formants at 0, envelope around 128. Then listen. If it sounds plasticky, try tiny adjustments, but don't get lost. We're using it rhythmically. Now basic cleanup. EQ8 first, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's harsh, check 3 to 6 kHz and tame it a bit. Then a compressor, ratio about 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want it controlled, not flattened. Now the secret weapon. Make a dedicated trigger track. Duplicate the vocal track and rename it Vocal SC Trig. This track is not for the listener. It's for the side chain. Treat it like a drum mic, not like a vocal. On Vocal SC Trig, put EQ8, high pass at 200 Hz, low pass around 3 to 5 kHz. We're focusing on the syllable smack and consonants. Then add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. The point is to make the transients more consistent. You're turning messy human dynamics into a predictable control signal. Then add a gate. Dial the threshold so breaths and background noise don't fire it. You only want the chops that matter to trigger the bass movement. And here's a big coach note. Clip the trigger. Soft clip on saturator can help. Or use a limiter after the gate. A stable trigger equals consistent bass articulation. If your trigger is inconsistent, your bass will feel like it's stuttering randomly. Finally, set the output of Vocal SE Trig to sends only so you don't hear it. Okay. Now we build the bass. We're going to split it. Mid-res on one track, sub on another. This is non-negotiable if you want chaos and stability at the same time. Create a MIDI track called Bass Res MID. Load wave-eatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1. A saw. Unison 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 10 to 20. Oscillator 2. Square or saw, and try tuning it either down 12 semitones for weight, or up 7 semitones for that 5th growl. Unison 2 voices is enough. Keep the sub-oscillator off in this mid-layer. We're going to punish this layer with distortion and stirlo, so we don't want real sub-energy living in here. Choose a filter type with character like MS2 or PRD. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone for now. Resonance around 10 to 25%. If there's drive available, give it a little, like 5 to 15%. Now amp envelope. For tight DNB phrasing, attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain down, like -6 to -12 dB, release 60 to 120. You want a note that can be short and punchy, but not clicky. Add classic Reese drift, LFO 1 to OSC 1 pitch, extremely subtle, like so subtle you barely notice until you bypass it. Rate slow, 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Then LFO 2 to the filter cutoff, gentle wobble, sync to half a bar or a bar. Keep this minimal because our main movement is going to come from the vocal. Now create your sub track. New MIDI track called Bass SUB. Load operator. OSCA is a sine wave. Tune at 0. Keep the amp tight. Fast attack. Release around 80 to 150. And keep this track mono and clean. Now let's process the mid re so it's mix ready and shapeable. On bass re mid, first EQ 8 pre, high pass around 90 to 120 to get it out of the subs lane. If it's muddy, gently dip around 250 to 400 by a couple dB. Then saturator, soft clip on, drive 4 to 10 dB. Output trim so the level matches when you bypass. This matters, because if it gets louder you'll think it's better even if it's worse. Next, roar. This is where the controlled chaos lives. Start with a distort or amp style. Drive maybe 10 to 30% as a starting range. Keep lows controlled. If roar is generating extra low mess, use high pass inside of roar, or do it after with EQ. After roar, put auto filter. Low pass 12 or 24 dB slope. Don't use the filter envelope right now. We're going to treat the cutoff like an instrument we can play. Then widen carefully. Chorus ensemble is fine, or extremely subtle hybrid reverb if you're going for a smear. The rule is, do not widen anything that acts like sub. Keep width in the mids and highs. Finally, utility. Turn bass mono on around 120 to 160 Hz. That keeps the weight centered and translation solid. Then gain stage. Don't let this channel creep up louder every time you add a device. Now the key move, vocal-driven shaping. We're going to do two layers of control. First, hard rhythm. The syllable pump. This is the bass physically responding to the vocal rhythm. Put a compressor at the end of the bass re-semi-D chain. Turn sidechain on. Audio from vocal AC trig. Ratio 4 to 1 op to 10 to 1 depending on how rude you want it. Attack fast, like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120. Tune it to the spacing of the syllables. Threshold. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on vocal hits. Listen to what you just built. The bass bows out of the way when the vocal speaks, then surges back in. That's your call and response engine. Now, second layer. Timbre movement. We want the Reese to talk, not just get quieter. Lev doesn't give you a classic envelope follower device as a simple drop-in, so we do practical workarounds that still feel like envelope following. Method 1 is contrast-based brightness movement. Use multiband dynamics as a dynamic EQ vibe. Insert multiband dynamics on the Reese mid. Focus on the high band. Set the crossover around 2.5 to 3.5 kHz. Now use expansion gently, so the highs feel more present when the bass is not being ducked. The trick is, because the vocal sidechain compressor is creating dips, the release becomes the moment the brightness snaps back, so your ear reads it as syllable-shaped talking, even though it's technically contrast. Method 2 is the advanced approach. Use audio to MIDI conversion as a rhythm reference for automation. Create a new MIDI track called Vocal to MIDI Trig. Convert the vocal phrase to a MIDI track using Live's conversion workflow. You're not doing this for pitch, you're doing it for rhythm markers. Now, take that rhythm and use it to place automation points on your auto filter cutoff on the Reese. Keep it tight. DNB responds best to short intentional moves, not constant wobble. A good starting gesture. On key syllables, jump the cutoff from around 250 up to 700 or even 1.2k, but only for about 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then drop it back to 250 to 450 between syllables. That's the talking Reese illusion. Now, distortion intensity responding to shouts. Here you've got two options. You can automate roar drive directly with clip automation, pushing it up 3 to 8 dB equivalent on big moments like rewind, and pulling it down when the vocal is busy, so you don't get hash. Or you can build a performance-ready rack, make an audio effect rock on the Reese mid. Create two chains. One chain is clean Reese, lighter roar, maybe just saturator. Another chain is destroyed Reese, heavier roar, extra saturator, maybe a little more aggressive filtering. Map the chain selector to a macro called chaos. Now you can automate chaos per phrase. Quick rude stabs, then back to controlled. Coach note, build priority lanes. In rag or rollers, you can't have snare crack, vocal consonants, and respite all dominating at the same time. Decide who gets the top end spotlight per 8 bars. Then automate one macro to shift that priority. Sometimes the Reese gets duller while the vocal gets brighter. Then you flip it. That's how pros keep it loud without being messy. Next, the vocal chaos chain, so the raga sits inside a rolling mix. On vocal main, start with EQ 8. High pass 100 to 140. If it's boxy, dip 200 to 400. If it's harsh, check 2 to 4 kHz. If it needs air, add a tiny lift 6 to 10 kHz. But be careful, because your bass bite might also live there. Now put drum bus on the vocal. Yes, on vocals. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Usually keep boom off. This gives you forward, gritty presence that reads in DNB. Optional, Redux for jungle grit, downsample subtly like 12 to 18 kHz, dry wet 5 to 15%. This is seasoning, then a gate to tighten chops, fast attack, release time to your groove, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. The tighter the chops, the clearer the bass response. For throws, use echo either as a send or an insert you automate, 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Filter it, high pass 250 to 500, low pass 4 to 7 kHz. Automate feedback for dub flicks at phrase ends. Then a limiter to catch peaks, because once you start throwing delay and distortion around, peaks get unpredictable. Now let's level up the bass architecture with a pro separation trick, separate movement from weight. Even inside the mid-res, create two zones. Weight lives around 150 to 500 Hz. Byte lives around 900 Hz to 4K. Practical move, duplicate your mid-res track into two tracks. On one, emphasize weight and keep it centered and stable, less widening, less destruction. On the other, high pass it higher, then distort and widen that byte layer. Widen only the dirt. That way, when you hit mono, you keep the core, and the stereo smear is just frosting.